الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I have a picture here. It's a picture that was found in Abbas town. So I want you all to take a really good look at this picture. It's a picture of a Barbie doll, a toy for a little girl that was found in the rubble of Abbas town. So I want you all to look at this picture and imagine the little girl who must have owned this toy. Imagine the hands, the little hands of that girl. Imagine a four-year-old girl that we know. Imagine the pure heart of such a girl who has done no wrong in her life. She's a child. I want the mothers in the audience to imagine the heart of the mother of this little girl, and how her heart must have swelled with maternal love as she watched her little girl grow up, as she watched her little girl take her first steps or speak her first words. I want the fathers in the crowd to imagine the love with which this little girl's father must have looked at her as he saw her growing up, the pride that he must have felt as he saw her grow from just a little girl to bigger and bigger and bigger, as he watched her get rid of the obstacles that come in the path of children as they're growing up. I want the brothers, the elder brothers in the crowd, to imagine giving this little sister, the older brother of this sister, and how he must have given her piggyback rides to their one-room apartment, how the shrieks of laughter that must have come out of her heart as she imagined, as she hung out with her brother and her sisters. Now I want everyone here that has a heart, that has feelings, that can imagine the devastation that has occurred in Abbas town for all the people who've lost their livelihoods, their lives. I want you all to look deep inside of your hearts and imagine the heart of this little girl, the aspirations, the dreams, the hopes that must have existed in this heart. I want you to imagine the future, the potential that existed in this little soul, that exists in the soul of all children. And I want you to imagine the tragedy, the utter tragedy it is to lose her, to lose the child, to lose the child who must have owned this doll, to lose all the children who we have lost in these barbaric attacks that are occurring in Pakistan. And I want you to ask yourself, what kind of an ideology tells people that the killing of these people is not only a good thing, but it's also their responsibility? What kind of an ideology encourages the genocide of children? What kind of an ideology is that? And what kind of people would support such an ideology? But more importantly for us, I want you to ask yourself, what kind of people would remain silent in the face of such an oppression? What kind of people would stand and not speak, not do anything with their actions or with their words to stop these people when we know that this is happening? We know that this is happening in Pakistan. We know we are witnessing it. And on the day of judgment, our eyes and our ears will question our tongues. They will ask this, why did you remain silent? Why did you not speak? My brothers and sisters, silence is complicity. If we are to remain silent in the face of these crimes, then we are not much better than those people who are committing these crimes in the first place. We have to speak up. We have to do whatever we can to stop this injustice. Our words have an effect, and our words will be thanked by those people who are suffering in Pakistan. It is only through our words and through our actions. Our words and actions are not enough to be able to tell the story of this little girl. No more than this Barbie doll can tell the story of its owner, or the rubble that's left in Abbas town can tell the story of devastation of the people who used to live there, the lives and livelihoods that have been lost. But we can do our best. We have to do our best. It is our responsibility to do our best. To be human requires that we protect the humanity of every other human being. The human life is a gift that is given by the Almighty to every human person on this planet. And to be a true human means that we respect this value, this gift of life, and we protect it so far as we have life. This day that we have, these days that we have on this earth, we have to do whatever we can to fight against oppression. We have been given this gift of life for a reason, and we have to use this gift to protect the lives and livelihoods of people in other parts of the world who cannot speak for themselves, who do not have their own stories that they can share with everyone else. So we have to do our part to share their stories and to fight for their lives and livelihoods. So I ask you all, not only Shias, not only Sunnis, not only Muslims, I ask everyone, I ask all people of conscience, all people who have a heart, whose hearts are soft enough to realize that this sort of atrocities should not be accepted. It shouldn't happen to anyone. We should not kill people on the basis of their skin color or the basis of their religion. We should protect these people with everything that we have. So I ask my brothers and sisters of all faiths, of all denominations, people who don't have a faith, you atheists, everyone, I ask all of you to stand with me, to stand with us in this fight for justice and against oppression. Salawat.